I'm here with one of the fiercest rebounders and defenders in NBA history, New York Knicks history, Charles Oakley. Oak, what do you make of this Jets team heading into the 2012 season?
Well, they made some moves this summer. They brought Tim Tebow in, and they got a couple other guys on defense. I think we're going to have to see what happened with the offense as far as the passing game. They got a great coach in Rex Ryan. They got great corners. It's a team that, you know, they're looking to move. I think last year they wouldn't have it being 8-8, so hopefully this year it'll be 10-6 or better.
You watch Rex Ryan from afar. What do you think of his style? You seem to be a perfect fit for a Rex Ryan coach team.
Well, you know, he's a coach that, you know, try to keep everybody motivated, I think. And in this game, he got a lot of players, 45 to 50 players you got to worry about. Then you got coaching, and you got the press, and you got the fans. I think he did a good job for us controlling. He keep them laughing, and I think that at the end of the day, you know, it's all but come down to the players and how they do on the field.
As far as the players are concerned, what's the key succeeding in New York? Because you're a guy who thrived here playing in front of a fan base who expects a lot.
New York is a tough place to play, and I think that some of the players who've been here, some of the new players, have to really watch what they said in the press unless you can handle the press. I think that the press can put you out there, scoring what you say, but I think that at the end of the day, you have to go out and do your job and win. The fans will love you, and the press can't write nothing bad about you when you're winning.
So what are you up to now for people who are wondering what you're doing?
Well, I'm working out, trying to get back healthy. I had a few surgeries last year. I'm working on a big movie, should be coming out in January. I'm working with more training. It's a resistance band, a double your workout. I'm working with them. I'm working on a clothing line. So I'm staying pretty busy, still doing the car washes. And I just love to be in New York. I'm here at the game. I told them I was going to come to the first game of the season. I was here last year. I support New York team, the Yankees, and all the sport teams.
Charles, the end of the season, what do you think? Where is this team going to be at the end of the year?
Talking about the Jets or the Knicks?
Oh, the Jets, man.
Well, I mean, you know, Rex made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years, and I think that I was watching something on TV. They said, Rex, are you playing for a contract? And I don't know what happened after that. I heard the contract, so I figured out, you know, I think he's the type of guy that can handle pressure. So my thing, he's going to get these guys motivated every Sunday to come out and play, and whatever happened, it happened. And I think that they really want to be back in the playoff. And once they get in the playoff, like I said, they went to two divisions 2 years in a row, didn't get over the hump, but I think this might be their year.
Who's the best team in New York, the Brooklyn Nets or the New York Knicks? It's a hot question on the basketball circuit now.
I think the Knicks have been together a little longer, and I think they should be better right now, but anything can happen. It's, like I said, you still got to play the game, but the Knicks is better for us. Like, they got the best two players, and they got the best defensive player of the year, Tyson Chandler. And, I mean, my thing is, you get 3 out of 5, that's still a good odds. You got a good team. I think the Nets going to be good. Let's see when they guys come together, how they play together. But I think the Knicks got the edge right now.
Charles, thanks so much. It's great catching up with you.
Thank you.